I'm going to shift into a next talk about the principles of change. Using the work of Philip Moffitt, we know that there are key principles of change. We also know that change doesn't happen in a vacuum. That was actually spoken a little bit earlier here. As one thing happens, there's a ripple effect of these other things that are happening. So change doesn't happen in a vacuum. And by acknowledging these principles of change or the nature of change or the qualities of actual change, we actually normalize it. Change doesn't become this thing that will actually shock us, or change doesn't become this why is this happening to me type of a thing. We start to not personalize change, okay? Or wanting the change to not happen, or wanting the change to be different. We start to be able to identify, oh, this is change going on. This is a quality of change. When I first learned these principles of change, I said to myself, oh, this is just the nature of change. This is just how change is. Like we learn about rain living in Seattle. We learn about the various types of rain. Is it drizzling? You know, is it an actual steady rain? Is it an actual downpour? There's these qualities to drizzling rain versus an actual downpour so that we can actually identify it. It's the same thing with change. There are these qualities that actually are that we can notice. And we are then more available to understand what is actually happening. It also normalizes change. As we've heard here, change is constantly, it's this flow, it's this ebb and flow, up and down, in and out. And as we normalize change, maybe there's a lessening of grasping and clinging and wanting the change to be different. So I want to share with you are the actual qualities of change, and then I want to share a story about some actual change. And hopefully you can see the qualities of change interwoven into the story of change. So one of the principles of changes and transitions, which we said, it's normal. It's the first thing. It is normal. The eight worldly conditions are normal, change is normal, neither is a mistake. We often think it's a mistake. And you can kind of hear it in our responses to change, our reactions to change. Have you, or maybe you've heard, someone say something like, I can't believe this just happened. Or, this new schedule is going to totally mess up my plans. Or, why is this happening now? Or, I can't afford to be sick. I can't afford to be late. I can't afford to miss this thing. Or, this is the worst timing. Or even, how can this be happening? All of these types of responses that maybe we say or we hear, it sends the message that the change is a mistake or that it shouldn't be. The changes and our transitions are a normal part of life. They're not a mistake. Can you imagine your life if it never changed? If you never changed? If the weather never changed, if day never became night, it's always happening in every aspect of our lives. It's normal. And just because navigating change or working with change is difficult, the difficulty doesn't make what you're doing wrong either. When in reality, change is not a mistake, and change isn't easy. There's a tendency for us to think that, oh, it shouldn't be this hard. or if this were right, it would be easier. That's another unmet expectation. Change is often difficult, and it can take a long time, and it can be costly. Sometimes we interpret this to mean that the change shouldn't be happening and that it's wrong. We want the change to be easy, we want it to be timely, and we want it to be efficient. When in reality, the change can be difficult, it can take a long time, and it can be costly. These things can catch us off guard, and they challenge us. They challenge our expectations. This should have been over by now. I should be better at this by now. Why are they still acting this way at this age? I say that one a lot. And it's quite the opposite. And this is one of the principles of change. It takes a long time. It is difficult. It's not wrong. It's not a mistake. Another principle of change is that it impacts our lives, whether the change is actually initiated externally or internally. It impacts our lives. So an external change is caused by circumstances that are outside of us, right? So our friends, our partners, our family members, our kids, they change. Now, here's this interesting thing about kids changing. We often accept that they will change. We actually anticipate it. We actually want it. It's like, when will they learn how to tie their shoes or something like that? You know, we actually want that thing to actually happen. However, have you noticed it might be more difficult to accept when our partner has changed? And again, since change doesn't happen in a vacuum, we are affected by the changes in those around us. As they change, there's an impact on us. And then there are these internal changes. We, us, you, I. We change. And again, since change doesn't happen in a vacuum, when we change, our relationships change. The relationship cannot not change if we are changing. Sometimes we want our relationships to actually stay the same. That's not possible. If we're changing, for sure, the relationship is going to change. So expect your relationship to change. Another principle is that change doesn't happen without consequences. And we have heard that. And we know this, but we don't always remember it. Right? There is a cost to change. It may be money. It may be time. It may be invested emotions. We can hope that we don't experience loss when there is a change. However, that's not possible. And on the flip side, there's a gain. So maybe there's a course that you've always wanted to actually take. That's an actual change, something that you will now start to do. There's a cost to that. Either the actual course, maybe it will or whatever cost you money. Even if you got a scholarship or it's free, it's going to cost you time. It will move you away from those things that you were already doing. Maybe now you need to stay up later to actually do the work, or you won't be able to be with your friends because you have to do this work for this actual course. There is going to be a loss in some way related to the actual change. On the flip side, there's a gain. You learn something. We learn when there's a change. We have new skills. We have new experiences. We acquire new strengths and new ways of relating that can be seen as assets. So there's a cost. Something needs to, there is an actual cost in our maybe the actual over time, money, emotions, but there's a gain, strengths, experiences. So these are the principles of change. It's normal. It's not a mistake. It's difficult. It can take a long time. There's a cost. We are impacted by those that change outside of us. And when we change, our relationships are impacted as well. So now I want to share a story of change, and hopefully you can see these principles kind of like woven through. Does anyone own a pet? Anybody? A few people. Almost half. Awesome. So my partner and I got our puppy in September of 2021. I wanted a puppy. I wanted a companion dog to help me with my anxiety that I was having during that time of working from home during COVID. I don't like to sit much at my desk all day long, being in meetings on actual Teams or Zoom. To sit in one place is not very supportive because I stutter. And so sitting in one place kind of makes me a little more anxious. Walking and moving about, I tend to be able to manage my stutter a little better when I'm moving. There's a rhythm to moving, and sometimes I can regulate my stutter with that. So you might think, oh, she's sitting in this chair. This is a little bit challenging for me. Yes, it is. So I wanted an actual dog to actually sit with me, right? Because I needed to sit in front of a screen. Maybe to sit with the actual dog would be a little bit easier. We would be sitting together. So my partner and I knew that this externally initiated change would change our lives. Okay? We prepared. We read books. We looked at websites. We talked to our friends who had dogs. We asked a gazillion questions to others and ourselves. We expected that things would be different. Traveling would be different. To actually go on walks, that would be actually different. And walking was something that we really enjoyed and helps our relationship. But that would actually change too. We would also relate to each other differently. I don't know if you're in a partnership with a pet, but I can almost guarantee that you don't relate to the pet in the exact same way as your actual partner does. That can cause some shifts in your relationship. So we knew all of this would be different as we got a dog, and we would relate to the world differently with an actual dog. We would also need a trainer. We would need a sitter. And of course, we would need to buy toys and treats and stuff, you know, like a bed, blankets, food, crate, so forth and so on. There's this cost, right? All would be adjustments to our lives, internal and external, and things that we had not done before, so they might actually be difficult. But they're all normal by adding a puppy to our lives. And the puppy would become a dog, another change. So all of these changes we were expecting, internal changes and external changes. And we were readying ourselves for this transition into being dog owners. So I hope you can see that I'm pointing to various kind of things within this whole scope of just trying to get a dog and to get ready for an actual dog, that there's these actual changes, that these principles or the nature of change is just interwoven throughout our actual lives, but we often don't recognize them. And this was an expected change. I had visions of this cute little puppy. He would be playful. We would go everywhere with him. We'd go on walks. We'd go traveling with this little, a cute little furry animal, you know. We would visit our friends who actually had dogs also. However, there was an unexpected change that happened. COVID. We bought our dog, Rumi, home in the fall of 2021. We were living in Canada. And that time, not sure what it was like here, but there, it was still a lot of social restrictions, even in the fall of 2021. So as a result, we weren't able to socialize our puppy. There were fewer training classes. There were fewer socializing classes. And if they were very limited. So oftentimes you could go with your dog and you could have like multiple people there. They had restrictions. You could only have one person per dog. And the classes were usually like 6 to 8 puppies. These classes were restricted down to 2 to 4 puppies. So there were a lot of things that were different, and we weren't able to socialize our dog. And if you know anything about dogs, they have a window of sociability. It's about 4 months. We brought Rumi home when he was 3 months old. So we only had a month to socialize him in this restricted environment. COVID was this unexpected change that was intermingled in our planned change. And this is also the nature of change. There are impacts of unexpected change happening in our expected change. The consequences of this unexpected change rippled through our lives. We had 1 month to socialize him to dogs and to people. This had unforeseen impacts, things that we didn't know would actually happen. So now, while our dog today is very playful, he's obedient, and he sits with me while we're online, he's very easily activated. He's easily activated by other dogs. He's easily activated by people because he didn't have that experience of being socialized with other dogs and other people during that optimal time. With dogs, once that window closes, it's closed. So this makes going on walks, walking with dogs, going to being around strangers, visiting friends, traveling, all of those things we had envisioned that we would be doing, they're not so easy. Things take longer now. We've spent more money on dog trainers than we thought we would. We need to vet dog, sitters now. We need to be very careful to make sure that whoever's watching our dog can understand his activations and handle them in a manner that's very, very sensitive. So we plan things differently, and we've changed as a result. Our relationship has changed as well. We take more precautions now than we think that we ever would, so that he feels safe, he's less activated, and he's happy. Because an activated dog is not a happy dog. So we have to take care of him. There are times when walking him can be difficult. And in Seattle, oh my goodness, how many dogs are there here? Every time we walk down the street, there's a dog coming this way, there's a dog on the opposite street. There's dogs everywhere, which is okay. It just means that walking him is very different than what we had expected. I'm going to bring up that word again, unmet expectations, right? It was different. And with the nature of change, all of it fits. The difficulty fits. The length of time fits. The cost fits. Things that are unexpected, they all fit too. It all fits within the nature of change. So I'll invite you to sit a little bit for a moment and let these words actually settle in.